This is a recording of the April 8th, 2020 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chuyach Electric Boardroom.
Okay, here we are. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 5:02, and do you want to join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'm going to do roll call. And in the room, we have Director Crawford. On the telephone, we have Director Henderson. And on the video conference, we have Director Morse, Director Reeves. I'm not seeing Director Parks, but he was there.
Video, but he's listed on the top.
Oh, I see him. Okay, so Director Parks is also on the telephone, and then myself. So we're only missing Director Hollis at this time. So can you tell me, that's board roll call, but can you tell me who all is in the room?
Madam Chair, in the room, we have Arthur Miller, Matt Clarkson, Arden, and myself. And we do have on video, we have Sherry Hires, Brian Hickey, Tyler Andrews. And on the line, we have Phil Steyer and Mark Fouts. And we have Julie Haskett, I'm sorry.
Julie. I see her smiling face too. Okay, great. All right. With that, let's see. I think up next is a safety moment. And Mr. Andrews is going to tell us about washing our hands.
Yes. So you bet. When I was with you last, we talked about basic hand washing and making sure you do it for 20 seconds. Getting the fronts, the backs, the in-betweens, under the nails. Don't forget the back of your thumb. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about on hand hygiene in general. It's a myth. You don't have to use boiling hot water every time you wash your hands. If you have soap, cold water will work as well as warm water. It just won't be as comfortable. Then wearing gloves, another high-end hygiene thing that you may be seeing other folks do. You might be thinking that that's a good idea. The art of wearing gloves is not as simple as it appears, and it could actually increase risk because sometimes when people wear the thin latex or the nitrile type glove, they get a bit of a false sense of security. The glove can collect virus and other things just as well or even better than your hand, and then folks forget that they have a glove on and they go ahead and touch their face, they drive their car, they touch their kids, they do all the things because they think the glove's protecting them. The glove's just as full of the virus as their hand would be, and it's a little harder to wash your glove. In addition to that, taking off the gloves is a fine art in itself. If you're unable to get them to roll up over the top and pull the outside into the inside, you take a risk of shedding virus off the glove onto other things, your clothing, your car, your backpack, your computer bag, all that good stuff. So if you're going to choose gloves, learn how to use them, but they are not a panacea. So hand washing works really, really great, and as long as we stick to doing a good job of it, that will serve you just as well as gloves ever could have. With that, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Anybody have any questions about hand washing? There was a good video that I saw, or kind of a demonstration, and it was, I'm sure many of you saw it on social media, where someone had black ink. They had a pair of latex gloves and they had black ink, and they showed how critical it is to wash your hands and how thorough you have to be basically to get it all, get all the heebie-jeebies off you, basically. So I thought that was interesting. Anything else? Oh, okay. We're going to move on. And there's Mr. Hollis. He was trying. He was just on the wrong meeting, I think, right?
I was. I had the wrong meeting number. I apologize.
It's okay. You just missed a little discussion about washing your hands. So just make sure you do that. Okay.
Oh, I've washed them until they're raw.
Yes, indeed. So next up, we're going to talk about the agenda. Is there a motion for approval of the agenda this evening?
Move to approve the agenda.
Go ahead.
So, was that Director Crawford with the motion?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a second?
Second.
Okay, that's Director Reeves. Is there any discussion on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda as written for the evening, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, and next we will go to, we have no persons to be heard this evening, I don't believe.
Yeah, Madam Chair, we do not have anybody here in the room.
Great, thank you. I don't think there's anyone on the line that we haven't already accounted for. We have no CEO reports or correspondence, no director reports, no unfinished business. And with that, I will take a motion for moving into executive session. Does someone have a motion for us?
Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25. 0.175(c)(1) and (3), the board of directors go into executive session to 1) discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2) to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
That was Director Morse. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of moving into executive session, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are now in executive session. And
out of executive session, and next up we just have director comments. So let's see, who would like to go first? Harold, we'll let you go first.
Oh, thank you, Bettina. I will keep it very, very short. I think I've said plenty tonight. Good meeting, and still want to give credit to the staff or to the management team. They are definitely still working hard, answering our questions. So kudos to them. Kudos to Lee to keeping things together. And thank you all board members for your input and your serious thoughts and recommendations on the direction of where we're going. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Susan?
Sure. I learned a lot tonight.
was a very substantive meeting. I'm really sorry that we have to talk about questions of dealing with a pandemic. Who would have thought that? But anyway, thank you, Lee. Thank you, Bettina, for running a remote access meeting. Thank you, Harry, for being in the room and putting up with all of us on the screen. And thank all my fellow board members for their thoughtful questions. And thank you to management for your thoughtful answers. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Rachel?
Sure. I echo what's been said before, and then I'll just say the last thing we need is for COVID-19 to take anyone out for any period of time. So wash your hands, keep your distance, cover your face when you're in public, take care of yourselves and the ones you love, because I want to see you guys all in the virtual world for the rest of these meetings.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Crawford.
Yeah.
You're there in the room.
I only have one more thing to say, and that's, God, I'm going to miss this.
Yeah, maybe not this form of it, but the old form of it, right? Okay. Mr. Henderson.
Yeah, this is Jim. I want to think that we want to keep our eye on what our goal was, is to try to consolidate these two organizations and to make every effort to make it happen that is equitable to both firms and all the folks that have to pay the bill. And I can assure, I feel astonishingly comfortable that every one of us on this board have made every effort to ferret out every possible landmine we could find. And I feel that the staff, that Lee and the folks who work with him, have certainly made a lot, taken a lot of effort to try to answer and make sure that they understand before we close this deal all the landmines that exist. I still don't feel comfortable with nice round numbers, never have, never will, because they're not real. But I guess that's the tool that most people use. Hopefully they will fine-tune it. We'll have a better picture of what those costs are and what those benefits are. I want to thank everybody for your time. Everybody here impresses me, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Mr. Parks?
So I'm sitting in my office staring out the window, and it's beautiful. So overall, I am extremely thankful for the answers I heard from the senior staff, from your staff, Lee. I was impressed. There's been tons of work. They always impress me. Your whole staff does. Thanks, everybody, for their comments. And then Rachel talking about COVID. Yes, it's with us today, but just like I am seeing the beautiful sun set over Mount Spur, that's going to disappear also. And so let's all stay healthy and be around for the next sunrise and sunset.
Thank you. Lee, do you have...
No, just I wish everybody safe and health, and it's just an unbelievable time that we're going through, and I think we are a much stronger as an organization because we have prepared for the sale, and I think a lot of the benefit that we bring into this pandemic is because we are better prepared. So it's just, it's like, can anyone come up with one more challenge we could deal with? But anyway, thank you, everybody. It was a good evening, and I hope we answered your questions satisfactorily. And if you have more, we'll get on it.
Thank you, Lee. I echo everybody's sentiments. Thank you for alleviating our concerns again, answering all of our questions. Thanks to you and your staff. And I think it was an excellent meeting. We learned a lot. I appreciate your willingness to have these extra meetings so that we can feel comfortable as we continue to move forward and push forward, and with all the passion and energy that you and your staff have, we hope that we are supporting you with just as much energy and passion, and we just really appreciate it. And with that, everyone, please stay safe, stay healthy. We're trying here. I appreciate it was a good virtual meeting again. I'm still very impressed that we have the tools and the ability to be in all kinds of different places and following shelter in place orders and staying safe and still being able to conduct the business, the important business of the organization. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, fellow board members. And with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Arden, I'll let you pick and decide who moved and seconded that motion. And all those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And we are now adjourned. Thanks. Have a good evening, everybody.
Good night, all.